Welcome back to Focus. Terry James here with Mayor on the Air. Mayor Chris Haglock, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm excited about five questions coming up because you got out of it last time.
Yeah, I kind of thought maybe we forgot about those.
They're coming back, and I've got some good ones this week. But first, let's talk about the City of Aledo Market Plaza right across the street from the radio station. I'm ready to park my car there, Mayor.
Oh, my gosh. We are so excited to finally get this open shortly. April 24th is the opening. We're going to have a ribbon cutting that day at 1 p.m. We're still trying to get some governor or lieutenant governor or some other higher officials to show up. They don't seem to want to return our phone calls, but maybe that's just like everybody else.
You know? Try the comptroller. He's not busy. Maybe the comptroller will come in.
There's somebody out there that's not so busy. But we're excited to have that, and stay tuned, and we'll be opening here shortly.
I was going to go out there, but is there going to be food?
Everybody wants snacks, right?
Everybody wants snacks, yes. All right. Spring cleanup is coming up. This is April 28th.
Yes.
And it's also time for people to go garbage picking in Aledo.
Isn't that crazy?
It is. It happens every year.
There's a lot of folks that do that. It's like, what kind of treasures can I find? Yeah. So April 28th, that is a Monday. Have your goods out that weekend, hopefully, by 4 a.m. on Monday. They do come through a couple times during the week, but hopefully we can pick it all up in about 2 days and be done.
And we'll have some more information on that at WRMJ.com. And also, you can head to the City of Aledo's website.
That's a good plug right
there.
That's
a good one, yes.
Because the Aledo website has now been redesigned, and that is coming on here shortly. So I want you folks to check that out and see if it's easier to get through and find the things that you're looking for. So Jared has done a great job on that, so I got to give him kudos.
And the spring bulletin is coming out as well.
We are finishing that up. It got approved the other day. It's going to the printer, and we're hoping to have that out either the end of this week or the first of next week. So look for that in your mailboxes shortly.
And Mayor, your thoughts after seeing those beautiful photos and up, you know, just being able to walk up to the Opera House and seeing the lights lit up there.
It is a sweet place, and I can't wait till that gets open. It is going to be quite the attraction.
Absolutely. Everybody come to Aledo, and now we learn a little history because it is time for five questions. I doubt you'll get any of these right.
Good.
I mean, I spent all afternoon yesterday getting ready for this.
A, B, or C, or what?
Yeah, I did do multiple questions because I know. All right. So which decade did they build the shelter that still stands at the north end of Central Park where all the picnic tables are? Was it in the 50s? Was it in the 60s? Or was it in the 20-teens?
So the funny thing is, it was built back in probably the 30s, 40s, or 50s, but that one was tore down. So now we have a new one that was built in the teens there.
Look at him showing me up.
Yeah.
You know what was different about this one, though? They put that concrete slab down.
Well, that one had a concrete slab, but it was very uneven.
You know what? We're done with five questions. All right. It was in the 60s, by the way. How much did it cost for bonus money?
Oh, I have no idea.
$4,000.
For the original one?
The one that went up in 1964, I believe.
I'll be darned. I didn't know that.
All right. Well, you beat me on that one. Okay. Question three. The Mercer County Courthouse was built in 1894. How much did it cost? $250,000, $60,000, or did they give the workers each two rhubarb pies and a case of sarsaparilla?
That would have been better, probably.
Yes.
Surprisingly... I'm afraid to say 60,000, but...
You might want to say that.
I'm going to.
All right, that's correct. There you go. 60,000.
It just doesn't make sense.
My goodness, money was so different back then.
And they didn't have cranes and things either.
There are about 8 pin oak trees that were planted, 20 junipers in Central Park. The junipers are gone. Who drew the layout when they were planted in Central Park in 1967? I told you this was hard. Was it Dennis Milgren? Colonel Harvey Hartwig, faculty at the Roosevelt Military Academy, or Aledo landscape artist Ella Marie Deal?
Wow.
I told you I did my research.
You sure did, because you're going to have me on this one. I don't even know that third person, but it sure sounds interesting.
Ella?
I'm going to go with her.
You know what? I'm going to give you partial credit, even though she didn't help with that at all. She was an amazing artist who actually painted the courthouse onto an Aledo sesquicentennial glass product vase, I think it was.
Man, look at your research.
I've done a lot of reading today. Colonel Harvey Hartwig from the Roosevelt Military Academy did it. He had a funny name, so I didn't think you'd pick that one. All right. that's what we have today, Mayor. I'll make them a little simpler. Next week, the history of Northside Park. Thanks so much, Mayor. This has been Mayor on the Air, and this has been Focus.